The title of this essay is The Unconscious Creator. It is not he who thinks the most that awakens. It is he that awakens that gets to think clearly. Memorizing words is a habit. Our educational system is built upon that habit. Our employment perpetuates that same habit of no original thinking required. It is a habit that unconsciously removes the self from awareness of its existence. It is brains doing all the living, getting all the fringe benefits, and collecting all the paychecks. The self does not live by words. The self does not pump the oxygen. The self does not break down other sentient bodies and make them into food fuel. The self does not pump the heart, blink the eyes, excrete the waste, or do the dishes. The self only gets a ride in this dream if not awake. It is the body's dream. The self does not get to play a leading role in this production whatsoever. For the self, creation is and always has been by default. It does not get to choose its environment, its body, or the nature of its role in either. It is a passenger in a warm body wielding a script written by inheritance. It loves to believe it has free will, but if it is not given the option of its form or placement in an environment, what else is it unaware of that is forced to deal with, not by choice, but by simply being what it is, unconscious? What are the implications of the fact that the self has zero input into reality while it still slumbers away as passive witness? Does the self have a choice to stop the heart by willing it to? Does the self regulate the breaths? Can the self stop the digestive process in mid-sentence? Can the self decide which red blood cells go to which artery at which time? Or are these inner workings all by default? Are they programmed or part of a program? Is the self the designer or part of the design? Science does not know the answers to these questions except the basis mundane level. There are unconscious activities that the brain unconsciously oversees. Who or what decided this? Who made who? Who or what decided what worked and incorporated it into the final product? You would think, given the last two paragraphs, that I am a closet deist. It is very difficult to read those words and not come away at least questioning one's beliefs regarding a god. The end product is, after all, intelligent, machined by intelligence, operating by some form of intelligence, and programmed to expand in intelligence, not by the self. Do you consciously direct this existence? Certainly not by the brain or body. Do you think there is any awareness of how all this intelligence is done by your body's brain? Or is it just a matter of the brain doing what it does, because that is what it is designed to do? Many billions of years ago, there were only simple plant life. The atmosphere was almost entirely carbon dioxide. Plants flourished for some time. Trouble arose when the atmosphere got depleted of carbon dioxide and began to get immersed with oxygen, the waste product of plants' cycling of fuels, which also happened to be poison to those plants. Sometime later, life would be extinguished, except along came a new branch of species that consumed oxygen as part of its breakdown of fuels. And bonus behold, their waste product was carbon dioxide, thus assuring the future of all species. Pretty smart adaptation in the nick of time. By who or what? Certainly not the plants. They are kind of dumb in the scheme of things. Couldn't have been the new species. They were new after all. The essay so far would really lead one to an amen moment and have one's Saturdays or Sundays planned out for life, depending on which faith one embraced. Critical thinking shines a light on the little details, though. The designer, it would seem, is always playing catch-up, which kind of deflates the idea of an all-knowing deity. In fact, changes in creation seem to be exclusively byproducts of creation. Necessity seems to be the mother of invention and creation. Even in your simplest of forms, your needs are what created your reality and your evolutionary mutations. This is the stuff that dreams are made of. There is no God directing this amazing reality. It is not a conscious designer that is manufacturing all that is. The self has been the unconscious creator of creation since the very beginning, when the first quantum events became repeatable and sustainable. As the self dreamed, its needs, stability, survival, fuel, mobility, senses, location, etc., etc., created the things that made up the dream. All things are what the self needed to exist and experience and evolve in awareness. Separate bodies, an environment in which to experience, and a way to store all those memories of those experiences, lifetime to lifetime. Everyone would agree, I would imagine, that this is an amazing universe, an amazing creation. Now add the possibility that the creator of all this did it, and continues to do it, unconsciously. And the word amazing does not even begin to describe the miracle. We are evolving to where our creating of our dream will be a conscious endeavor. There is a talent for contemplation and critical thought that needs to be developed by you. The act of thinking about the mechanics of the dream, instead of passively thinking about your role in the dream. It is not he who thinks the most that awakens. It is he that awakens that gets to think clearly.